Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about the liberation of forgiveness. Forgiveness is liberating, whether it's experiencing the forgiveness from God of our sins, or whether it's the forgiveness that we in our own hearts choose to do to forgive others who have wronged us. That's liberating. Folks, it's liberating. I tell you, it's liberating. I've been there. I've done that. I've experienced it. And I tell you, there's nothing like it. I shared with you in the beginning of this week here a portion of Scripture from Matthew 18, verse 21 through 35. And Jesus ended that, those verses there by saying, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Yesterday we talked about some pretty heavy things. Learning to forgive those who've wronged us, and wronged us in some very drastic ways. But Jesus calls us to forgive them. What does it mean to forgive? Well, we talked about that, and I'll describe it a bit briefly here again. And that is to cancel or release from guilt those who've wronged us, to cancel or release from penalty, from punishment, or debt those who've wronged us. I want you to understand something, folks. That's a choice that we have to make, that we choose to forgive them, those who've wronged us, no matter what it was. Even if they don't ask for forgiveness, even if they don't feel like they've done anything wrong, and they're still living in their old ways, they are responsible before God, not you. They are responsible before God for what they've done, whether it's right or wrong. But you and I have a responsibility to forgive those, to release them, to free them from our heart. Are you with me? We need to forgive them, but it's up to them to clear their hearts with God. When we choose not to forgive someone, well, let me back up a little bit. As we choose to forgive those who've wronged us, no matter what it is, there are going to be times when we need to do that again. Sometimes thoughts come back to us and plague us even after we've forgiven those who wronged us the first time. And we choose to forgive them. We give that to God. And then, lo and behold, some later date, some later time, those same thoughts come back and plague us, and we just need to just hand that all over to God again and forgive them again and just repeat that process and redo it again and again and again. And that's how we learn to give it to God. We need to take our destroyed reputation, if that's what it was, or the money that was stolen from us, or those tangible assets that were taken from us, or the mistreatment from whoever it might have been. Maybe it was your purity that was robbed and taken from you. Just give that to God and say, "God, it's destroyed. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. But here, take it, Lord. Make something out of it. Give it to God. And release the offender from the guilt in your heart." Folks, that's what forgiveness is all about. And that's what we need to do. if we choose to not forgive someone who has wronged us, bitterness usually follows. We resent the other person. We probably even harbor ill feelings toward them and have anger toward them. When we see them, we struggle with our emotions to keep them under control. We hold a grudge against them. And you know, we might have even convinced ourselves that we've forgiven them, but our actions say otherwise. Someone said one time, our walk talks, and our talk talks, but our walk talks more than our talk talks. So you see, we might convince ourselves that we've forgiven them. We might say that, but our actions say otherwise. And so months come and go, and years roll by, and slowly but surely, that unforgiveness toward those who have wronged us surrounds us like prison walls, and we become imprisoned in a cell of unforgiveness and bitterness. Here's another quote somebody said. Unforgiveness is choosing to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime. Wow, that's powerful. Let me repeat that. Unforgiveness is choosing to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime. Why is it so hard to forgive others who have wronged us when we were innocent? Why is that? Why is it so hard to forgive others who have wronged us when we were innocent? Why is it so hard to forgive others when someone takes advantage of us and takes something from us? And there are varying reasons, but here's a big one. It was not fair. It was not right. And that's a huge one. But listen, when we forgive those who have wronged us, we experience an incredible freedom from God. It's liberating to forgive others. Why would we choose to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime? Why would we do that? And again, we say, well, Brother Roy, you just don't understand how terrible that situation was. You just have no idea what they did to me. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. And you know what? You're right. They are guilty. It was wrong. But God gives us grace to forgive. There's no way you can forgive them on your own. It's impossible. Don't even think of trying it. But God gives us grace to take that first step in that process of forgiving others who've wronged us. Please, don't choose to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness. Why would you serve time in bitterness for someone else's crime? Oh, I know, it's so hard to forgive others when we were innocent, when we were taken advantage of. But listen, do you really want to stay trapped with the chains of bitterness around you for the rest of your life? Seriously, really. Why wouldn't you want to be free and liberated and experience that liberating power of Christ in your life? Folks, let's forgive. Jesus calls us to that. Remember, if we cannot forgive those who've wronged us, He will not forgive us. God, help us to forgive those who've wronged us. Help us to choose to forgive those who've wronged us and set them free. God bless your day.